from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The UN Fund scandal inquiry wraps up a fourth day in St. Lucia. Dr. Charles Fleming gets set to give evidence. Sugar quotas for ACP countries go up. And Barbados says no to casino gambling. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Former St. Lucian ambassador to the UN, Dr. Charles Fleming, has said public pressure has caused him to change his mind about giving evidence at the Commission of Inquiry into the UN Fund scandal. We'll hear more from Dr. Fleming in a moment, but first, as the inquiry wrapped up its fourth day, Pete Ninval reports that one official of the Barbados Nation newspaper has been giving evidence to clear the paper's alleged involvement in the scandal of a misappropriation of UN funds.
Today, the Commission heard testimony from the President and Editor-in-Chief of the Barbados Nation newspaper, Harold Hoyt. The newspaper was mentioned during testimony Wednesday and Thursday by current St. Lucia Ambassador to the United Nations, George Odlum. The first order of business today was to establish the relationship between the Nation and New York-based journalist Tony Best. Mr. Hoyt told the Commission Mr. Best was the Nation's North American editor in charge of affairs in the United States. He said the first correspondence from Mr. Best concerning the hosting of a symposium in which the Nation would be cited as a sponsor came from a letter dated August 22, 1989. Mr. Hoyt would then seek approval from his board of directors before committing the paper to such an undertaking. The Nation's editor-in-chief and president told the Commission he had then been informed that former St. Lucia UN ambassador Dr. Charles Fleming had given the assurance that the UN would fund the project. But the Nation's board of directors rejected the project, and according to Mr. Hoyt, that was the last communication on the subject, until a telephone call from Mr. Best in May of this year. Mr. Best, according to Hoyt, said then that the proposal for the symposium would form part of investigations here into the United Nations fund scandal. The Nation newspaper has denied any link with the Eastern Caribbean Research Center, the organization which is headquartered here, and which submitted a proposal for a symposium similar to the Barbados one to be held here in St. Lucia. The Commission of Inquiry sits next on Tuesday. For BBC Caribbean Report, this is Pete Nenval in Castries, St. Lucia.
Dr. Fleming told us today he wished to challenge Prime Minister Compton's description of him as cowardly, and that he feared innocent names were being dragged into the inquiry, which he feels must be cleared. I asked Dr. Fleming what he plans to tell the Commission.
I will, in fact, tell them that they could have saved a lot of time had they, in fact, invited me to speak early. Much of the time the Commission has been meeting, much of this week, it's merely looking at documents relating to the transactions between the UN and the CRC, the non-governmental organization which received the funds. But I've already admitted all of that. I mean, I've already admitted doing all of that on several occasions to the public, to the press. So they could have saved a lot of time in that. The question is, did I receive instructions? And certainly this line of questioning is an attempt to show that they can find no documents from the government authorizing me to do these things. But then it will be up to me to show that in 14 and a half years at the UN that I received virtually no instructions from the government, and I've done some amazing things on behalf of the government without clear instructions. In fact, I've voted on maybe 5,000 UN resolutions and perhaps co-sponsored another 1,000, and I defy them to find a single note from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs giving me, in fact, specific instructions to do so.
In effect, then, it's all going to be very difficult to prove.
Pretty much. It will be much of the evidence I will produce is circumstantial. This whole thing broke and trapped me in St. Lucia. All of my records are in New York. I need some time to go through them with a fine tooth comb. For example, the ECRC did other things on behalf of the government. I am trying hard not to say what those things were because that is going to then implicate third parties. So I am still trying very hard not to cause collateral damage. I would rather that I absorb the blame than to have innocent people smeared in this.
Would you rather take the blame than put the blame where it ought to be placed?
No, that I will not do. I certainly intend in my verbal testimony to place the blame where it should be placed, and that is on the government. Certainly, I believe that only after I issued a press release yesterday making it clear that that the government, in fact, had knowledge of this since 1990, and that was, in fact, confirmed some time ago by one of the government's ex-ministers. I heard it announced today that the commission will finally invite Mr. Rufus Bousquet, which who they've been staying away from, to make an appearance. But again, they're trying very hard, I mean, to be selective. I mean, they've asked for a written statement from me, which I'm not sure I'm in a position to provide, but I've asked them to, in fact, just make a straight-out invitation. Let me make an appearance, produce what documents I have, and speak simultaneously.
How would you then perceive the outcome, the final outcome of this commission?
Oh, all I can do is my best. I mean, certainly I don't, in the end, expect that the commission will say that Charles Fleming is totally innocent. And I don't expect that it will be given the opportunity to say